Hi, how are you doing? I am having a really great week. Super chilled, feel really relaxed and rested because we had an extra day off work, which I know was sad circumstances, but I am actually really lucky whenever we have a bank holiday because as it is every week, I'm off on a Friday, so I'm always having a free day weekend. But I'm also off every Tuesday. So that means whenever there's a bank holiday and we're closed on the Monday, I then get 5 days in a row. And yeah, I'm back at work tomorrow and Thursday, but then I'm back off again. So I am like super rested. And I had a really fun time over the weekend with the kids, even managed to have a date night. I mean, what is going on with my life? This is amazing. So I am over here hoping that you are having an awesome week too. And if for whatever reason you're not, that's fine too. So today I am going to be talking all about crystals. And this is going to help you not only with your health and your health goals, but also to make sure that you have an awesome week every single week. No, that's unrealistic. Let's take that back. Life happens. Shit happens. We can't have good days every single day, but we can definitely do things to, I suppose, stack the odds in our favor, right? So when it comes to crystals, this very much links back to the podcast I did 2 weeks ago, or was it 3 weeks ago? I'm not sure now. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to you about feng shui for health. And that all came from reading a book, which I know I've mentioned 100 times now, The Happy Home by Patricia Lohan. Fab book, highly recommend it. She spoke a lot about crystals in the book. And then I've just done my own research on it as well. Now, I know with things like feng shui and also crystals, it can all seem a bit like, you know, what is all this stuff? Like, does it really work? Where's the scientific proof? And I get that. But I am also a great believer in anything can work for you if you actually do that, if you just believe in it and if you have the right attitude towards it. And again, as I've spoken about before, I think you need to have so many different tools for allowing you to have the very best health possible. Because let's face it, when it comes to our health, it's something we need to always work on consciously and also unconsciously. Because if you set enough of these sort of systems and processes up and you form these habits, a lot of the time you're doing stuff for your health, which is good, but you're not consciously thinking of, it's just happening because you've worked on yourself, okay? You've been working on your health. But the moment you don't do these things, we know what happens. Our health does deteriorate. So yes, I'm afraid to say you have to work on your health until the day you die. Because if you don't work on it, you are going to be affected. Your health's going to get poor. It's going to start affecting your day-to-day life, your quality of life is going to decline. And none of us want that, do we? So yes, sometimes these things can seem a bit out there, but I think it's good just to try everything and then see what sort of works for you. And what I really like about the crystals, it's almost like a one-time thing. You get your crystals, you cleanse them, you put them where you want to put them, and then it's done. You don't need to think about it again necessarily. So with crystals, it is very important that you cleanse them. What I'll do actually, I'll put in the show notes about where I got my crystals from as well, because there's so many different places. And what I realized is there's a lot of fake crystals out there, which to be honest, I don't really fully understand, but I don't know. There's fake everything out there, I suppose, isn't there? So you want to make sure that you are actually getting genuine crystals. When you get them as well, you want to make sure that you're cleansing them. And this is not something you've got to spend a ton of money on either. Like I got a like a starter kit almost, we'll call it that. And, oh, actually, I can't remember how much it was, but I want to say like 20 quid. Like, it wasn't much. And then you cleanse the crystals, you put them where you want to put them, and then it's like job done. So when it comes to cleansing them, a lot of the time they'll be cleansed before they are actually shipped to you. But in the shipping process, they can pick up negativity, I suppose, bad vibes, if you will. So cleansing is really easy. You can do it with sage. So like do smudging, like you can get sage sticks, you can get sage incense sticks. You can do it with music. I've done that before. Like, you just got to type into like YouTube cleansing music and loads will come up. You can do it with that. You can also do it with sunlight. So I actually got some new crystals about 2 weeks ago, and only this weekend, it was really nice and sunny. I left my crystals out to charge them, to cleanse them. And you can also do this when it's a new moon. Funny story, I got a new wall planner at home. It's for work, it's nothing exciting. But it just happened to have, like, when it's a new moon, well, it's got quite a few of, like, the different cycles of the moon. I don't really understand any of that, quite clearly. Because what I wrote on my planner was, like, this is the time I need to charge my crystals. Because from time to time, you're supposed to like charge them to get all the bad energy away and all the good energy in. And so I wrote, like, charge my crystals. And then I saw a couple of weeks back, everyone was like, oh, it's a new moon. And I was looking at my wall planner. No, it's definitely not a new moon. Like, I've got here, it's not a new moon till like 3 weeks' time. Yeah, I completely misinterpreted the symbols of the moon. That's how much I know about it. I had actually put when it was a new moon, which I still don't actually understand what that is either. So yeah, you're supposed to do it when it is a full moon. I'm questioning myself now I've said that actually. Do you? Yes, you do, Sophie. When it's a full moon, you can cleanse and charge your crystals. So you're probably thinking, why do I need to cleanse them? Why do I need to charge them? What is this all about? So it is the idea, well, it's not even the idea, that this is actually science, that we are all energy. And I know this for a fact, because I know when I am around people which are happy and cheery and positive and all like good vibes, that almost rubs off on you, doesn't it? Because it certainly rubs off on me, and it makes you even more like that. Just the same as when you have spoken to someone who's really down, or perhaps they're just quite pessimistic. They're moaning about something. There's always some sort of drama going on. You very quickly get sucked into that and you start to moan with them. Get, you know, into the drama with them, start gossiping, you start to like, just start to feel a bit down almost when you're around people who are feeling that way. So we are just atoms vibrating. That is what we are. And we can either vibrate really highly, and that's where that sort of saying comes from, doesn't it? Like, positive vibes, good vibes. It's about your vibration. That's what that means, okay? Are you vibrating really high, or are you vibrating really low? And this is what crystals are about. So crystals have an energy, and that energy is going to affect you. It's going to rub off on you. Going back to the feng shui, with the crystals, you can put them in certain areas of your environment to almost like supercharge how well or how sort of powerful that crystal is going to be, okay? But to make it really easy, you can actually get crystals in the form of jewelry. So I've got 3 bracelets which I wear. Maybe I'll do a post on Instagram about this, or a story or something, just so you can see and understand what I mean. But again, you just got to type it online. There's loads you can buy. Necklaces are really popular as well. And then to me, that is very much like, again, job done. I wear these bracelets, not every day, but most days. And then they are doing what they need to be doing to make sure I am vibrating as well as I possibly can. And this will make a huge impact on your health. So there's so many different crystals out there. I just wanted to share the top ones which I feel will be beneficial for most people. And number one I'm starting off with is amethyst. Can never say that properly. I hope I have said that correctly. We're going with amethyst. It's a beautiful crystal. So if you've never seen it, it's a really nice purple colour. It's a very pretty one. So it's nice even just to get for that. Just something pretty to have around your home or in your workspace. Something nice, okay? So what is this stone good for? Well, this is actually known as the all-purpose stone. It is a protective stone, and that helps to relieve stress and anxiety in your life. I mean, don't we all need a bit of that? It's also been said to help improve the symptoms associated with that. So a lot of health problems, things like headaches, neck and shoulder tension, pins and needles in the arms or in the legs, back pain, like these types of symptoms are shown to be very highly linked, or closely linked, should I say, with stress. So if you're suffering with any type of general ache and pain, or even something like fatigue, you might have chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia as well is something which is linked a lot to stress. Most conditions are. This stone can help with those types of symptoms and also anxiety as well, because what it does, it aids in cell regeneration. So it's actually supporting your bone health, it's supporting your joints, and it's also been said to improve your skin. So especially if you suffer with your cycles, with your periods, maybe you get PMS, or maybe you're going through menopause even, this is a very good stone to have. So amethyst is number one, which I would recommend. I only managed to get my hands on some about 2 weeks ago. Not because you can't get it, just because I only got round to it 2 weeks ago. And as I said, I charged it over the weekend. I've placed mine next to my fridge in my kitchen, hoping that that's going to remind me as well about my health when I'm in the kitchen. So I'm filling my fridge with the healthiest food possible. And when I'm in that kitchen, hopefully I'll be picking the healthiest food possible for me to be eating too. So you can use your crystals in that way too, putting them in places which are going to act as like little reminders for you. So my second one is citrine. And this is one of the crystals that I have as a bracelet. Wear this most days. This is associated with positivity and optimism, which is not surprising given its cheerful colour. So it's very much like a yellow, orange colour. It reminds me very much of the sun. So it's a great one just to allow you to feel happy. And it helps to cultivate confidence and personal power. And I love the fact that I have this as a bracelet. I'm wearing this around, you know, my family, my friends, my clients at work, because I feel like hopefully this energy is going to be rubbing off on anyone that I meet or interact with, so that I'm just surrounding myself and putting myself in this positive bubble. Because as I said, you know, life does happen. I found this on the web. Oh, my watch is talking to me. I love that. So yeah, I am. Oh, I've really lost what I was saying now. My positive bubble. Because yeah, that was it. Life does happen. And I feel that the fact I have this as a bracelet means that I'm seeing it multiple times throughout the day. And it's just reminding me to let it go, like let go of that stress. That's made me think of Elsa. That's how many times I've watched Frozen with my kids. You just got to let it go. But yeah, stress will happen. It's about how we manage that in a way, although I don't feel that that is the word, but how we perceive it, how we decide to move forwards with it. There's obviously some situations in life are obviously a lot worse than others, but some things I feel that we hold on to for a lot longer than we need to and hold it a lot closer to us and really take certain situations a lot deeper than what we need to. So this is just a lovely crystal to remind you that good things are waiting for you. They are waiting just round the corner. And sometimes it might not feel like that, but we do need to remind ourselves and tell us that, okay? So the third and final crystal I want to share with you today is rose quartz. And I've just realized with all three of these, actually, I've picked really pretty ones. So rose quartz is a nice sort of light pink color. And when everyone thinks about this crystal, if you've heard of it before, a lot of people think it's just about love, because it is about love. But people think about love in the sense of in a relationship, getting married, having kids, that type of love, okay? That's not the only type of love which exists in this world, and it shouldn't be, okay? So it says here that rose quartz, what it does is it purifies and it opens the heart at all levels to promote love, self-love, friendship, deep inner healing, and feelings of peace. So it's very calming, it's reassuring, it's also been said to help to comfort in times of grief. It's been said that rose quartz dispels negativity and protects, also here, God, I didn't know this one actually, protects against environmental pollution, replacing it with loving vibes. So if you live in a city, sorry, my phone alarm just decided to go off at the most random time. I don't even understand why. My kids must have been playing on my phone. So sorry that that just cut off there, but we continue. What I was saying there was, if you are in a city, even more important that you get yourself some rose quartz. And we all need to be promoting in ourselves more self-love, because if we can't see ourselves as worthy, I suppose, of having love, we'll never be able to accept love into our lives. And if we want to improve our health, and especially if your goal is to lose weight, a lot of that is linked to how you perceive yourself and how you look after yourself, how you treat yourself, which is all to do with self-love. So I'd highly recommend for you to buy a bit of rose quartz, and I would actually place this next to your bed. So you could link this in with doing affirmations. I've spoken about affirmations before on a previous podcast episode. Go back and listen to it. So you could actually have this next to your bed. So when you go to bed each night, you can say some positive affirmations to yourself whilst you're looking at your rose quartz, whilst you're holding your rose quartz, to help promote your self-love. So they are my top three crystals. So highly recommend for you to go out there, buy some, and yeah, just start using them and getting all that good energy into your environment, whether that's your home, whether that's work, or wherever it is you spend the majority of your time. I wanted to say, before I left you today, a big thank you for the messages I got last week. Obviously, that was a subject which is sensitive, I know. And I was surprised how many people have had similar situations or had similar stories, in the sense of whether it be a family member or a friend who was an alcoholic, is an alcoholic. A lot of people said, you know, that they feel that they struggle themselves with alcohol, maybe not even to the point of, you know, being an alcoholic, but not realizing how much they depend on it and use it as a stress reliever, like I said myself. So yeah, a big thank you if you did message me, because I know to talk about that is a hard thing. And I just thank you all that you allowed me to talk about that subject, and also that you supported me. And a big thank you for all the support and love that you guys are giving me with this podcast. I'm getting so many downloads, which is just crazy. I never thought this would, I suppose, sort of take off how it has. And that's down to you guys listening each week, for sharing it with your family and friends. And if I can just, as cringy as this sounds, I know, but if I can just help one person, like, that is just a bonus. Because really, not gonna lie, this is all selfish reasons for me that I started this, because it's for my own accountability too. And even this week, I was thinking, you know, I've been eating so much better. I've been really working on my portion sizes. And that's because I'm like, I know that I've got my podcast, and I'm talking to you lot, and share my journey on Instagram. And it's pushing me to get to where I want to be, and to not quit and to not give up, you know. So I've still got a lot of work to do. I really do. I'm not where I want to be, but that's fine. I'm accepting it, and I'm just enjoying the process. I'm enjoying the journey. And as I've said to you before as well, I'm loving that my kids are getting to see this, and that they are changing the way that they're thinking as well about what they're eating. And come on, mummy, let's do an exercise. That's what Jess wanted to do yesterday. But it was great because it got me working out. And she's now thinking, you know, my 3-year-old daughter's thinking, you've got to work out, you've got to look after yourself. And that's what it's all about. So as always, anything you want to talk to me about, you will find me over on Instagram. It's @sophie.mcdermott. Have a lovely week. Let me know how you get on with your crystals. Make sure you go out there and try and get some if you can. As I said, I'll leave a link in the show notes. And as always, remember to make yourself a priority. Bye.